Clearly, it's a very sad situation. I must hasten to say that it's not the first time it's happened. But then you would have thought that as a nation, the efforts that we are putting in place to curtail, if not mitigate, some of these insecurities would have yielded some results. But every now and then, we are faced with such challenges that seriously undermine the efforts that we are putting in place. I think it's about time we have a national conversation on how the operation of law enforcement officers who work outdoor are actually tooled. Because in some jurisdictions, any law enforcement officer working outdoor must be well-kitted by way of the instrument or ingredient or the tools or the equipment that they use, either by way of a pepper spray, a baton, a handcuff, a loaded gun, not just a gun, because sometimes the gun is just not loaded. And of course, all other forms of equipment that they will need to be able to bring about or provide effective security. It's a conversation we must have. We need to restructure and reposition and prioritize the issues of security so that we'll be able to have a very good roadmap when it comes to the provision of security for us and the nation at large. Not until then, we'll keep on, you know, acting very reactionary instead of being proactive. And when you put yourself in a reactive position, then you are not yielding any better results than what you have now.
On why the traders and those around failed to assist the police officer, Mr. Setchere said security-wise, one does not play the hero in such circumstances.
It's a dilemma that sometimes you don't know whether to help at the peril of your life, because even as security analysts and people in the industry, you are always advising people that don't try to play the hero at the expense of your life. However, that dilemma also is a problem as to whether you should help when you know there's a possibility that you can be shot, or whether you should help and claim heroism, that is, if everything goes on well. So that inner challenge in itself would have been the reason that a lot of people could not help on that day, or for that matter, that very scene or scenario. Now, what I will say is, sometimes it is not even about going after the criminal. It's all about, do you have the number to call the next police station? Do you have the number to call the next police checkpoint? Do you have the number to inform those who matter, and how quick you do it? That can also be a measure of, as it were, helping in following or arresting or bringing those who perpetrated this crime to book. But clearly, I would imagine that those people who were around did not follow them up or did not chase them, because they realized that the situation was that they will be doing it at the peril of their lives.
You heard a security analyst, Nana Osu-Setra.